Lakuta Sicha is Chelik Yudches, Parsha Memidbar Sicha Beis, a summary of the Sicha. The Pasuk talks about the counting of the Bnei Levi, that the Bnei Levi were counted from the age of 1 month old. So Rashi says, why from 1 month old? We know that they'll live until a month, you're not sure that the baby will live, especially in those days. It's called, and then they can be counted already to be called Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh, the guardians of the holiness. So Rashi is explaining the reason why they're counted only from a month, not from birth. If they're going to be counted as an infant, why not from birth? So he explains it. But the question is, Rashi doesn't give reasons for why the Torah does things, says things, especially not in the very fine details. So why does he give a reason here? Especially that we find other places where the Torah also says that there is a certain age from when things start, like when somebody says, I will give the value of such and such. So it only starts from a month old. Anything less than a month, we don't attribute a value. Rashi doesn't say why, because they might die. He doesn't say the reason why. Same thing with a carbon that can only be brought from 8 days old. Rashi doesn't say why that applies, even though there is the Targum does say that it's because he might die. So Rashi doesn't give that reason. Why here suddenly does he? Another question, why does Rashi connect this whole thing about being, once you're a month old, you're viable? Why does he connect it to Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh? Now they can guard, be the guardians of the holiness. Why does he need, how does that come into this discussion? When we know he'll live, that's when he should be counted, period. Also, why does he choose, from all the descriptions of the work of the Levi'im, why does he choose this description of Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh, which we haven't actually learned yet? It only comes up later in the Chumash, and it's specific to the Bnei Kohos. Rashi could have chosen any other one of the descriptions that the Torah says before this about what they do. Another question, why does Rashi have to find a reason why the Levi'im are counted only after 30 days? It seems quite simple. Since the Pasuk says a little bit further that there was that each one of the Bechorim were also counted. How many Bechorim were also counted? Because the Levi'im were going to be a pidyon. Each Bechor needed a Levi to replace him. And anyone that there was not enough Levi'im to go around, so those Bechorim had to redeem themselves with money. So the reason for the count seems to be connected to the fact that the Bechorim were also going to be counted. And since the Bechorim were being counted only from a month and on, even though Rashi over there says the same reason, because that's when we know that they'll live, but once we know that the Bechorim are counted from a month and on, so then the Levi'im should be counted exactly like the Bechorim, which is who they're going to replace. They have to count, they have to be redeemed, the Bechorim, so they should be counted in the same way as the Bechorim. So why does Rashi have to give a reason for each Levi being counted from a month, when it just seems to flow from the fact that the Bechorim were counted at that age? Rashi continues, and he says, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shalom said that this Shevet is accustomed to be counted from birth, from the womb. As it says that Yolda, that Yecheved was born to Levi in Mitzrayim. What that means is, as they were entering the doorway of Mitzrayim, that's when she was born, and she was counted as one of the 70 people that arrived in Mitzrayim. When you count the number that are listed there, the people that are listed there as arriving in Mitzrayim, you'll only find 70 minus 1. So she was the one that completed the number. So the question is, why does Rashi give such a long explanation about why the Levi'im are counted from an early age? We know already from before that, as Rashi says himself, that the legions of the king, he calls the Levi'im the legions of the king, are counted separately from the Yidden. Earlier, when it talks about the census of the Yidden, it says, do not count the Levi'im, because they will be counted on their own. So Rashi explains, the legions of the king, they should be counted separately. So we understand already that they have a different way of being counted. So maybe it's quite understood, they'll be counted from 30 days. That in itself is a reason. It's also strange that Rashi says, nimna min abetin, counted from the womb. He could have said, when they were young, or when as soon as they're born, but why from the womb is a strange expression. Also, generally, the expression is that Yecheved was born bein achaymes, between the border, so to speak. And why does Rashi change it and say the Pesach as the doorway of Mitzrayim? Another question is, why does Rashi bring the proof from the fact that she was counted between the 70 when there is an earlier pasuk which says that Leah had 33 children, and Rashi says we don't find 33, we only find 32. The answer is that Yecheved is counted. So why does he here talk about the 70 which came later, when he could have relied on what it said in Vayigash earlier in the pasuk, and over there it's about the 33. Also, why does Rashi say 70 minus 1? Why doesn't he say 69, as other Midrashim do say 69? A question always is, why does Rashi quote Rabbi Yehuda b'Rav Shalom? Why doesn't he just say that it's written, and he doesn't say the name? The name is usually associated with an additional explanation that adds something. So the explanation is that the introduction to this account was that Hashem says, I have taken the Levim from amongst the rest of the Jewish people, and the Levim will be my people. And that seems to be, I've chosen them that they should serve on behalf of the Jewish people. That seems to be the reason why they're being counted. The fact that they were being, replacing the Bechayrim, that they were, the Bechayrim were going to have to be redeemed, each Bechayr needs a Levi, that only came after the count. Later, we find out that Hashem said, all right, count the Bechayrim also. So therefore, we can't say that, we can't connect the counting of the Bechayrim to the counting of the Levim. The Levim were counted because they were the service people of Hashem. That's why they were counted. So if so, that the Levim are being counted because they are the service people of Hashem, they're the ones that do the holy work, so then why shouldn't they be counted from the age 30, which is when they start doing the work? Why are they counted from a month old? Therefore, Rashi says that he's counted because he's called Shomer Mishmeres HaKadosh. Already at the age of a month old, he's immediately called Shomer Mishmeres HaKadosh. That's why you don't wait until he's 30. But that in itself brings the question, why is he already called Shomer Mishmeres HaKadosh if he can't do any of the work? He's not fit to do any work yet. Therefore, Rashi says that we find already by the Shevet Levi that they're accustomed to being given this importance even just as they're born. We know that the Torah says that there was Shivim Nefesh Bo Mitzrayimah. The Torah seems to put great emphasis and importance on the number 70. And who completed the 70? It was Yecheved as an infant as she was being born. She already gave that importance of being 70, being the number, completing the number 70 as she was born. So we see that even from the age of an infant, they have this importance attached to them. Which, of course, explains why Rashi doesn't rely on the 33. He wants to bring out the completion, the perfection of the 70, and that's what explains it. And also why he adds, again, the words, and she completed the number. Even though there was no need for him to say that again, it would seem, because he already said that she was the one that completed 70. He repeats it again to show that she brought perfection, that it's even at a young age they have this ability, the power to bring a perfection, and that's why they could still be fitting to be called Shomer Mishmeres HaKadosh from birth. But a student that wants to think a little more might say, what's the value of being called something if you can't really do the job? So you call them Shomer Mishmeres HaKadosh, but he really can't do anything about it. Therefore Rashi says, you know who said this? It was said by Rabbi Yehuda b'Rav Shalom. We find about him that he says that the name that somebody is called, the title is very important to who they are. We find that David HaMelech, the Yerushalmi asks a contradiction. In one pasuk it says that David HaMelech was king for 40 years. In another pasuk it says that he was king in Yerushalayim for 7.5 years. And then he was king in Yerushalayim for 33 years, which is a total of 40 and a half years. What happened to the other 6 months? So the Yerushalmi gives a few answers, and then Rabbi Yehudas, Rav Shalom says that the reason that it's 6 months were taken out of the count of being king was because he started a war with the people of Edom, and Hashem said, they spent 6 months in that war. So he said those 6 months are not going to be counted as part of your being king, even though he was the king. But just by taking away the title, it was already so significant that the Torah makes an issue of it. So we see that in the negative, not being called by the title that you deserve is very important, essential to the person. So how much more so being called by the title that you eventually will deserve, Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh, it is important, even though they're not able to do the work yet, but it is very significant that they're called by that name. But it still leaves the question, at this point, they're not able to do it, so what's the point of calling them by a name of something that will happen much later? And to that also we find, the Gemara in the Dorim says, that if somebody makes a vow, that I will not derive any benefit from a descendant of Avram, from the children of Avram, he's not allowed to have benefit from any Jew, but he can have benefit from any non-Jew. And the Gemara asks, what about the Arabs? They come from Avram too. The answer is, Ki b'Yitzchak yikorol chazara, that only Yitzchak is called the children of Avram, and therefore the Arabs are not included. So the Gemara goes on and says, what about the children of Esav? They are the children of Yitzchak, so they are descendants of Avram. The Gemara answers, because it says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shalom answers, that it's Be Yitzchak. Only some of Yitzchak will be called by the name of the Jewish, by the name of Avram. Only Yaakov, but not Esav. But the question is, Esav was a descendant of Avram, so why is he not included? How do you know from the Pasuk who's included and who's not? Maybe Yaakov is not included. The answer is that because Esav, at the age of 13, turned away from Yitzchak and turned away from Avram, therefore even at birth he was already not called the children of Esav. So we see that this same Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shalom says that already at birth you can attribute something that will come later in life to their present title, to the presently to who they are. So if it is so in the negative, how much more so in the positive, that eventually all these Levim would be the servants of the holiness, and therefore even at birth they're already known by that title. Why are they known by that title? The answer is because the Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh means they had to guard that someone that doesn't belong in the Mishkan should not approach the Mishkan, that somebody who's not allowed to do the work in the Mishkan should not get close to there. That is why the Levim lived around the Mishkan. They lived immediately camped in the desert right around the Mishkan so that they could do that job. A Levi that is born and lives around there is already part of that, even though of course he can't be part of the patrol or anything like that, but living there already makes him a part of that, and therefore they can already be called Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh. But you could still continue to ask, even living there is not because he's living there, it's because his mother lives there and he lives with his mother, therefore he's there just because his mother is there. To this Rashi says that Yecheved Nimne, from birth, from when she was still part of the Beten, as soon as she came from the womb, she was already, even though she was completely dependent on her mother, already she was counted as independent. And therefore, in the same way, the Levim, even though they are still dependent on their mother at that age, but they are already considered to be independent in that way, and can already deserve the title to be called, just like Yecheved was number 70 of the important number 70, so also the Levim at the age of 30 days old are already Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh. And this idea of being independent and dependent at the same time, we see from the way Rashi describes how Yecheved was born at the doorway of Mitzrayim. Because on the one hand, she's called coming to Mitzrayim, meaning that she wasn't born in Mitzrayim. On the other hand, she wasn't born before they came to Mitzrayim. She was born in the doorway. The doorway means the combination, the bringing together of the two worlds. On the one hand, she was already a completed fetus, as a completed person, still inside the mother, but before they came to Mitzrayim. Then she was born as they entered Mitzrayim, bringing together the doorway, brings together the outside and the inside. So she was born at that moment when she still had, she was developed before she came to Mitzrayim, but born as they entered Mitzrayim. So also the Leviim, they have dependence and independence at the same time, and they can be called what they are, who they are, even though they're still dependent, they still retain that independence to be called Mshemir Mishmeres HaKadosh. That's the point that Rashi is trying to make. The Rebbe brings a Hasidic interpretation to this also, that we know that Malchus is considered to be the completion of all the Sviras, not just that Malchus brings it to number 10, but rather because it brings a perfection to each and every one of the Sviras on its own. Why so? Because Malchus descends from Atzilus into Biyah. In other words, that since that's the purpose of the creation to begin with, to bring the holiness of Atzilus into the world, and that's what Malchus does, that's why it brings perfection to all the whole purpose of creation. But since Malchus has to get involved in Biyah, therefore it doesn't have the power on its own to be able to bring this revelation to Biyah, because it got involved in the prison, and we know that a prisoner cannot redeem himself from prison. Where does it get the power from this? Because all of the other spheres illuminate Malchus and bring their power to Malchus, and that's why Malchus is able to bring it into the lower worlds as well. In other words, Malchus needs to have a connection to Atzilus in order to bring its power to Biyah, to bring its Yirasiyah. Similar to Yecheved, that's what it means, she entered, she was developed when she was still outside of Mitzrayim, and then she entered into Mitzrayim, her birth was the entry into Mitzrayim, so that she needed that in order to bring the redemption to Mitzrayim, which Yecheved did. She brought life to the children and so on, as the Torah tells us. She had to be developed and have her power from outside of Mitzrayim in order to bring the redemption to Mitzrayim.